Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio, 5 p.m. Eastern, time of this live broadcast, and it is July 18th, 2017. It is a Tuesday. Now, the broadcast airs live worldwide, but we also do record our shows as well. Every single episode is recorded, saved, and archived, so you do have the ability to hear our broadcasts again or share them with family, friends, colleagues, associates, if perhaps you do wish to really share the great material that we have and the conversations we have as we do seek out and find and discover and celebrate some of the most amazing people around the world who are doing great things to make our world a better and more enjoyable place, a happier place, a more beautiful place. So many wonderful folks to have an opportunity to chat with and learn from and share with here on CUTV News Radio. One of those special experts and great folks is Gwenda Joyce. Now, this is part two of a series of shows she's been doing with us here exclusively live on CUTV News Radio. And we're going to continue our conversation and explore some other exciting things with Gwenda as well, who is based in California, just north of San Francisco. You know, every artist needs and wants an audience. And the goal of art is to communicate, but all too often artists fall short on things like marketing their art and developing their audience because they're so focused on the work itself. It's the artist's dilemma. Well, this is where Gwenda Joyce comes in, and she really shines. She is called the Art Ambassador for artists who are going places. Gwenda is an art success coach and agent who helps artists transform their careers and achieve the success they've always dreamed of. Gwenda can help artists develop a strong, individualized strategy for career development and even gallery representation. An artist deserves to have his or her work seen by the larger world and bought by the actual buying public. So they take it home and they can enjoy it. That, according to Gwenda, creativity is inherently human, but it's often stifled. And this is where it needs to be valued. Now, as a guide and supporter of the arts, Gwenda works primarily with visual artists. But her coaching process can be applied to any artist in any medium or form. Now, for artists to be truly who they are in this world, they need to be passionately connected and also committed to their art. It's all about being authentic. If we can connect with our creative center, promoting our work becomes part of the actual creative process. There's no conflict. Gwenda operated her own fine art gallery in Chicago for some 25 years prior to establishing the Art Ambassador, so she knows all too well the challenges young artists face developing their careers and working with galleries. She says she's passionate about helping artists to create the success they want with increased exposure, reputation, and sales. And if you want a successful art career, she's the person. She's got a spectacular website. I was perusing it throughout the week in advance of today's live show and episode. You can learn more about Gwenda Joyce, and we'll mention it during the course of the show and at the end as well, by going to the website, www.artambassador.net. That's www.artambassador.net. Let's continue our great conversation today live on CUTV News Radio with our very special guest, Art Ambassador Gwenda Joyce. Gwenda, thank you so much for joining us here live on the show today. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jim. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, and I really appreciate that CUTV cares about connecting people and sharing ideas, because it's so valuable to be able to talk about and communicate the important things that are going on in our lives. And I really appreciate that you take the time to slow down and actually ponder and talk about some of these ideas. The world is changing so rapidly, and there's so much available to us. There's so much inspiration out there that if we don't take stock and become aware of it and make our choices, then it can just float on by, and we miss a lot. So thank you for having me on the program, and thank you for that lovely introduction and this opportunity to chat with you for a bit.
You're very, very welcome. You know, I like to get to know our guests that are spotlighted on our broadcast series for myself and for our audience's edification. And I'm fascinated to learn what makes people tick. What drives them? What is their passion? What is their guide, their light force? So for you, Gwenda, when you look back on your life's journey, when you see the things that have inspired you and empowered you, motivated you, directed you to do the spectacular and very important work that you do today, can you see moments when you look back in your own career, maybe even early on in life, where that trigger, that aha moment came for you, where you said, this is what I want to do, this is my passion, this is my calling?
Well, that's a great question, Jim, and I really appreciate the question. And I do have to say that so much of my evolution and the things that my life was directed toward were not really consciously chosen. I feel like I was guided to be involved with creative people because I grew up in a very creative family, and that to me was my norm. I felt comfortable around creative people, and I felt comfortable around unusual things. I didn't feel comfortable in a structured, sterile environments, and so I think that subconsciously and subliminally, I was just directed. My friends tended to be artists. The relationships that I was most interested in were with artistic people or creative people, because things kept changing. Things were stimulating to me. And when I ultimately opened up my own gallery years ago, in which I represented artists and showed artists, my whole family came to the opening, and my sister was there playing her music, and my mother was there just dressed up in a very appealing way, and they just fit right in. And after that event, I said to myself, well, of course, this is where I belong. This is who I am. This is what I do, and this is what I need to do. It's natural for me.
So it comes naturally for you, which is wonderful. And like you say, you sort of just found yourself and have been led to it, and no turning back, right? It's something that, you know, I always say I feed off the energy of others, and I take and harness that energy, and then I give it back twofold in every aspect of literally everything I do, of all the millions of different things that I do in a day's work, in a day's life. And I imagine that's the same for you, too. When you have the opportunity to mentor and guide and help people, allow them and show them, give them the resources, tools they need, the confidence they need, the connections they need to then be able to thrive, be successful, but also still create and still express themselves, that must make you feel really, really touched, very moved by it, because you have this opportunity to be a mentor and a guide and a coach and an agent for people who are creating things that make our world more connected and beautiful and expressive. That must make you feel really good.
You are so right. You just hit it right. You hit the nail on the head, Jim. It's very gratifying for me. I am so fortunate to be in this role, and I really appreciate having the opportunity when I can, when I do, to contribute and to give back and to take what I've learned from my own experience and turn it into something positive. There's nothing better in terms of, you know, my feelings of how I can experience my life and what the quality of my life can be. And I really do enjoy that. It's very meaningful. And it's just completely in alignment with what I feel the world will benefit and can and does benefit from having more of, which is more successful artists in the world, more artists who are giving of themselves and showing of themselves with their creativity and their expressiveness. And if we can make one little difference, you know, one artist at a time, then that can fan out and have multiple effects in a positive way on other people. I think it's definitely worthwhile.
Absolutely. So out of all of this passion and enthusiasm that you have, you created the Art Ambassador, which I think is a terrific, terrific title. For those who maybe didn't hear the show last week and are joining us for the first time this week, is there a story behind the creation of the name Art Ambassador? And then as an Art Ambassador, what are some of the incredible things that you have an opportunity to do day to day for your clients?
Well, the Art Ambassador is a title that came to me during a conversation in which I was talking with an associate about the things that I am doing to bring artists and art out into the world with more contact. After I left Chicago, where I had been very much engaged in the art world through my gallery and through all the activities I did in the art world, I sold my gallery and moved back to California, where I'm from, Northern California, and I wanted to contribute what I knew and do it differently rather than having an institution or a facility, a place that showed art. I wanted to figure out a way that I could contribute. And I came up with a couple of different things. One is to coach artists and be a mentor individually, to work one-on-one and in groups to actually help guide artists through a process of becoming more aware of how they can build an audience and market and toward that audience and create that audience and have interactions and actually make sales to that audience. That whole process is pretty unnatural for many, many artists. It's not something they gravitate towards. And I had experienced a lot of that in my own experience in running and managing a gallery. And I found that I understand it's not natural to you. And at the same time, it's something that you can learn. Without sacrificing your soul, you can learn to do some of the things and they can be effective and maybe even enjoyable. And they don't have to take up as much time as you might think. So that was one of the things I started doing. And I also extended that into the role of becoming an agent for some individual artists, where I'm actually finding gallery representation for artists. That's another big challenge. Galleries are pretty much the highest form for most artists in terms of how they can represent their work, and it's a mystery to how it happens for many of them. And also it's intimidating, and the fear of rejection is so much out there that many artists don't even want to go down that path, even when their work is quite accomplished and worthy of representation. And the third way in which I work with art and artists and the general public is I lead people on art tours. I get groups of people together and we go out and we look at art. And we have some fun. We explore areas. I take people to places that they wouldn't see or they wouldn't know about, galleries and artist studios and museums, and we just go and visit, and it's eye-opening, and people love it. So in all of these ways that I work, I'm kind of an ambassador for art, and I'm an ambassador for bringing the joy of the aesthetic discovery and the aesthetic experience to people. And so then when a friend of mine said, well, you're a veritable art ambassador, I thought, hey, that's what I am.
Yeah.
Can I use that? And
right.
She said, go for it. Name your business that. And so I did. And my company now has grown, has grown into that name and expanded with a lot of services and a lot of opportunities and ways to bring the art to the artist and the audience together.
You're based in San Francisco Bay Area, but your clients are really all over the country because artists really have the same challenges everywhere, right? I mean, you can help reach out and help find gallery representation for art even outside of their local regions. So you, whether somebody's listening, you know, in San Diego or Tampa or Portland, Maine or Seattle or in between, or even into Canada and Hawaii, Alaska, I mean anywhere, you have an ability to be able to work with these clients, and they, again, are all over the map, right?
That's true. That's exactly true. And I do believe that it's important for artists to get out of their local region and to think beyond their local region in terms of finding representation. Each region has an identity of its own. About 6 or 7 years ago, I had the opportunity to drive across the country. I went from Providence, Rhode Island, and drove across back to my home town in the Bay Area in near San Francisco. And I stopped in galleries and museums along the way. I took 3 weeks and one day to do it. And it was just a wonderful experience. But it reiterated to me the fact that every region has its own identity and its own regional artists, and also stands for something in terms of what's created there. You know, the environment has so much to do with the influences and the ideas that an artist will make. But getting out beyond those barriers and the limitations of the region is also really important, so that we have cross-fertilization and just a variety of expressing different ideas. So I have been in that role of making connections for artists around the country and even around the world. There's no limitation really to the borders of our country, although geographically it's easier to ship things around the country, but sometimes artists do work internationally, and more and more of that it happens all the time. I visit international art fairs, and it's just wonderful to see the different kinds of art that is being created from all over the world. It brings us closer together as people. We recognize that human instinct to create and express ourselves is unique. It's unique to the individual,
yeah.
And it's varied at the same time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very important.
You've also written a book, too, on the topic called The Deal of Art, Selling Your Art with Heart and Determination, which is available for pre-order and is going to be published in September. So congratulations on that. I know writing a book is it really takes determination and heart to be able to do and to be able to stick to doing it. How did you find the writing process? I'm a writer myself, and did you find that the hardest thing about writing this particular book was the first few words on the very first page, just getting started and really getting the ball rolling and then sticking with it? What was that process like for you writing this book?
Boy, isn't that the truth? It's like looking at a blank canvas, and how do you make that first brush stroke, you know? Well, I did have kind of an interesting experience. I was writing a weekly newsletter for the Art Ambassador blog, and then every other week I came out with a tip for artists on building their art careers. And my plan was that after I had written 100 tips, I was going to put it into a book and call it, add one, and call it 101 Tips for Building Your Art Career. So what happened? After I wrote the 100th tip in my and published them every week or every other week in my newsletter, I suddenly hit a wall, and I just couldn't turn that into a book. And this went on for months. You know, I knew I needed to take that next step, but I didn't know exactly, you know, I got into putting it together. It didn't interest me. It didn't make sense. The thought of publishing was overwhelming and daunting. And I started to feel just like my artists. The artists who come to me and say, I have this whole body of work together, but I just can't put it together and get it out into, you know, submitting to exhibitions or talking to galleries. And the parallels were very clear. And suddenly I heard about a coach. And this coach, Angela Loria, works with authors to help them get a book written in 9 weeks. And her methods and her ideas and everything about her completely paralleled what I do with artists. And I know how effective it is when I get into a coaching relationship with artists. Coaching really works. So I signed on with Angela. And everything turned around really rapidly. And in 9 weeks, I had my book. But there was one interesting thing about Angela. The first session that we had, I told her, I said, I have this idea for a book. I've already essentially written it, and I just need to put it into form and figure out how to go through the publishing process. And she goes, uh-uh, you're not going to write that book. You might use the information, but you're starting over. And I went, what?
Wow.
And she said, yep, you're starting over. I have a process, I have a plan, and I want you to go through my plan because it works. So I did.
Yeah.
And in 9 weeks, I have a book. It's titled The Deal of Art, Selling Your Art with Heart and Determination. It's not the one I had intended, but it's one I really like. I'm really happy about. And it's done, and it's on pre-order. Just putting the final touches together with the design, and we'll be getting it out published very soon.
That's fantastic, huh? Are you going to a publisher, or are you doing self-publishing? A lot of people are doing self-publishing as well these days.
Yes, I'm going to do self-publishing, and I'm hoping that works. I'm working directly with my audience. I have cultivated an audience, and I hope that that process of self-publishing can get it out more quickly to my audience.
Exactly right. The body and the text and the content is yours. It doesn't get tweaked, or it's your words and your passion and your enthusiasm, which is fantastic. So, yeah, self-publishing is very, very big these days. A lot of people are choosing to go that route for control too. They want to have the control of the whole thing. So people can go to your website for all the updates and for pre-ordering, and absolutely, it's very exciting things that are happening for you. Folks, we do encourage you to go to the website, artambassador.net, again, for more information on her materials and the books and pre-order and a lot of great information on Gwenda and the work she does as the art ambassador as well. So if you can, if you really think about it, one of the great things that I know as an artist myself working in the media, and I studied architecture and design before I ever went into television and radio and broadcasting and communications, so sort of a, you know, definitely have an artist's bent to how I look at things. You do get caught up in the creation of the art, no matter what it is, whether you're a singer, a dancer, a performer, playwright, you know, a host, fine oil painting, whatever it may be. You do get so passionate and enthusiastic with the work and the creation and spending all the time and energy and every ounce of your being on that, that you do forget about sometimes the business side of it and the money-making side of it and the marketing and promotion and the events and the conventions, conferences, and publicity and sharing it with everybody because you're so passionate about and so busy doing the work. I think we all say that from time to time. Boy, I'm so busy doing the work, I need somebody to help me manage the work, get the work out there, manage, you know, every aspect of it, that whole other side of things that I'm not able to really do and maybe don't even really have a love for or interest in because my passion is the art. A lot of artists I know, a lot of friends of mine are artists, Broadway producers, I mean, a lot, and it's the same thing. They're so like passionate about the art that you need to surround yourself with the people who can then get you into the galleries, get you out where you need to be, get you connected, and really guide everything for you. And that is the strength of the work that you do, right?
That's exactly it, Jim. That's exactly it, and. When we all have, I liken it to the fact that we have two sides of our brains, that we have one side that loves to get into the intuitive, creative, developmental part, and we can get really focused at that level. And then the other side, and we all have this, I think that's one of the reasons that we love creativity and culture and art and music and dance so much is because we all have this. And then the other side of the brain is the more practical and the more analytical and the more linear side. And those aspects of life are definitely important. It's important to have a structure and to understand it. It's important to have a handle on those things. And what I find is that we need to be able to bridge the two, and by working together with other people who have different kinds of expertise, having a team and working with another person for support and guidance is exactly the kind of human interaction and support that we need and that we benefit from. And the problem arises is when we get involved in our own little worlds of creating,
yeah.
And we think we have to do everything ourselves. We really don't have to do everything
right.
ourselves. In fact, we benefit
right.
when we join and we share and we use other people's expertise and
yeah.
we come together.
That's right.
And
that's right.
we're more productive, and I think we're also happier as yeah. individuals when we work
we
together towards a common goal.
All of us working
yeah.
together, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gwenda
yeah.
Joyce, it was a real honor and privilege to have you with us. The time's gone. We got about 30 seconds left. That was
oh
a quick
gosh.
Half hour. It's as if
what
we knew each other for 30 years. It was a real, real pleasure. The website, again, folks, is artambassador.net. Check that out. Keep updated on the pre-orders for the books and everything else that Gwenda does. Gwenda, thanks for joining us on the show today. It was a pleasure. We hope to chat with you again soon and hope you enjoyed it as much as I did today.
I did. Thank you so much, Jim.
You are very, very welcome, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for joining us as well, everybody. I am Jim Masters. This is UTV News Radio. For all of us here, we wish you a terrific day. Thanks for joining us.